Well, coming up on Thursday, March 11th, it is World Kidney Day, and time again, we talked about this last year, can't believe that the time has already flown by. It is the hashtag 6-Degree Challenge, and joining us to talk about this for a few minutes is the Hamilton's challenger for the official 6-Degree Challenge, the second year in a row. Saverina Scozzati joins us on the Health and Wellness Show. First of all, Saverina, thank you very much for joining us, and how are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm pretty adapted to pandemic life now.
So I was going to ask is, how has the pandemic changed your life? Because obviously everybody's life has been touched at some point.
Oh, for sure. I mean, staying home a lot, of course, being high risk with kidney disease, you have to be very careful. So I'm pretty much just going out for coffee and then back home again.
So let's talk about the kidney disease when it comes to your story. Kind of tell us when it first started and kind of what the battle has been like for you since then.
For sure. I mean, it started from day one. I was born. My kidneys never fully developed in the womb, and I almost didn't make it past the first day. And they said that I would need a transplant by the time I was 10, and then that changed to when I was in my 20s, and now I'm 24, and we still haven't had a transplant, but it's definitely getting closer as I start to get a little bit weaker. And thankfully, I have matches in my parents, which isn't too common, so I'm very fortunate that way.
So down the road, could they be one of the donors if this goes down this particular road?
Yes, my mom is a 95% match and my dad's a 56% match, so they're both options.
So let's talk about some of the things that you have been suffering from, because people think of the kidneys, you know, they probably think, oh, it's just something, well, you know, what goes in goes out, and obviously it's much more complex than that, but kind of talk about some of the things that you put up with and some of the things as you get older that you have to deal with when it comes to kidney disease.
Yeah, it's been a lot of trial and error, especially over the last 10 years. As you get older, you become more responsible for things like what goes in your body, and then even exercise, monitoring that. So I just have to be very careful with that. I'm lucky that I have a nutrition and performance coach to help me figure all that stuff out. But more than anything, it hasn't been too physically challenging. It's been more mentally and emotionally challenging, all the ups and downs in the journey, not knowing when this transplant is going to happen or if it's going to happen, and just trying to plan ahead. I'm a major planner, and it kind of drives me crazy that I don't have control over this.
Well, that was my next question, is one thing that the pandemic showed us is all of us go through the stage where we can't control what's going to happen because obviously it's a pandemic and it won't let us. I can't imagine what you're going through. First of all, the mental strain of going through the kidney disease and a possible transplant, and then having the COVID-19 pandemic and a whole bunch of other stuff thrown at your plate at the same time. Has this in some ways made you mentally tougher?
It has, definitely. I think it's responsible for a lot of my character right now, and I wouldn't be who I am or where I am without it. So I'm, in a way, I'm thankful for it, and I see it as a blessing.
But other ways, you're probably thinking to yourself, obviously, why me?
Oh, yeah, I definitely have those days.
Let's talk about the 6-degree challenge. It's the hashtag 6-degree challenge. It is taking place the second year in a row for you. The campaign actually launched on March 1st. It will end on the 12th, but that doesn't mean that, you know, people should stop thinking about kidney disease. And we say World Kidney Disease is coming up on March 11th. This year's theme is Living Well with Kidney Disease. So talk about what the 6-degree challenge is all about.
Well, it's all about spreading awareness because everybody, when they think about kidney disease, they think it's all older people. It really affects everybody, and this campaign shows you that either you're affected or you know someone that's affected. So I'm really excited to take part in it again because I learn new things every year, and it's exciting to be able to connect with other people that are also affected. And then this year, some of my clients are going to be taking part in the campaign as well.
So what? How does the actual 6-degree challenge work?
You post a picture or a video sharing your story, how you or someone you know has been connected, and then you nominate 6 people to keep the challenge going.
Now, you have talked about your business, and I know that it's always tough starting your own business, and it's doubly tough starting it when a pandemic hits, and then it's triply, obviously, with what you've been going through with your kidney problems. Talk about the business and how difficult all that has been for you getting started.
Well, I started my own agency working with current and former NHL players, helping them out with their marketing and PR work, and I've been so fortunate that my clients, even their agents and the teams have been super supportive, and they've been even asking me questions about kidney disease, so it's been amazing to have that platform to keep the word out.
Now let's talk about, I'm curious, you actually piqued my interest. By the way, our guest on the Health and Wellness Show is Vrinya Skozadi, who is the campaign chair, if you will, for the Hamilton World Kidney Day and the Sixth Degree Challenge. You talked about exercise and how you kind of have to watch it and how you have a performance coach. I'm fascinated with what you can or can't do when it comes to exercising and things like that. Take us through that. I find that fascinating.
Sure. I mean, I loved working out. I used to work out every day, twice a day. And then as the function of my kidneys have declined, I've had to really fix that. So I can't do a lot of cardio. Now that looks like 10 to 15 minute walks every day and some light yoga. Building too much muscle will increase the level of toxins in your body and throw out your numbers. And then you have to watch your activity around blood work. There's so many little things that can make or break the process.
Now, what about fluid intake? What can or can't you drink? And on the other part of that is the food part of it as well. Obviously, I would suggest, not being a doctor, but off the top of my head, I would suggest that sodium-laced food is probably not good for you.
Yeah, I mean, for most kidney patients, they do recommend a low-sodium diet, but for me, my doctors have always encouraged sodium intake, and then I've had to stay away from a lot of nut products, a lot of seeds and grains, which everybody tells you that white bread and flour is bad for you, but for me, it's the opposite. My body can't process whole wheat. And then for liquid intake, lots of water, 2 to 3 liters every day. I have coffee once a week now, even though I used to love having it every day. And if I really want it, I'll have decaf or tea.
Wow, I was going to say a coffee once a week. I commend you for that. That one had to be really tough for you.
Oh, yeah, it's still a struggle. I mean, sometimes I'll sneak another one in there.
your last name, Skozadi, tells me, obviously, you're of Italian background. How difficult is it to push away, or is it, when things like, oh, I don't know, pasta cheggi are served, or lasagna, or all the things that I love to eat? What about for you? Not so much?
Well, funny enough, I don't actually like pasta, so that isn't a challenge, I know.
Not at all?
No, not at all. I don't really enjoy it. I do love lasagna, so we have it at Christmas every year, but that's about it.
You know, it's interesting when we crunch the numbers here that 4 million Canadians, 1 in 10, are affected by kidney disease. I think that number, Severina, kind of jumps out at people. I think that one may surprise them.
No, it surprised me, too. And even every year that I see it, it surprises me because I don't know many people that are affected by it.
So as we wrap up this conversation, we're talking about possibly having a transplant down the road. You talk about your mom being 95% okay with a transplant. What does the next few months look like for you? Is it a matter of keeping as stable your situation as possible?
Yeah, right now it's 100% my call as to when to pull the trigger on a transplant and looking at if I'm feeling weaker, and it's more focusing on the symptoms than the numbers. So we're just taking it one day at a time and 1 month at a time.
And I was going to say, in the end, you talked about it's your decision, and hopefully nobody, and I would suggest this isn't the case, but, you know, making a decision like this, I know you need input, and you know you need to talk to people, but boy, does that just add the pressure to the situation for you, knowing at some point, as you say, you're going to have to pull the trigger on this?
It does, and there are days where I'm like, maybe I should just get it over with, or maybe I should keep fighting.
And we'll see what happens. Again, when you go on social media, you'll see hashtag 6 degree challenge, as we will hopefully have and show people how they can live well with kidney disease. And the Hamilton spokesperson is Savrina Scozzari for the second year in a row. Congratulations on sharing your story with us. Congratulations on your bravery. We wish you good health down the road. And hopefully this time next year, if we chat to you, you'll be in a better health and hopefully a better situation, and we can talk about some other kidney initiative. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.